In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, Julia Green. Julia, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hello, and you're welcome. Where are you living now?
I live in Beacon. I live right across from the Roundhouse Hotel.
Oh, sure, Beacon. I love Beacon. It's got a great artistic community, doesn't it?
Definitely, definitely. That's why I moved. I was tired of the city, but I still wanted to have a little bit of a music scene. So.
But you're not a native New Yorker. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Florida, on the Gulf Coast, Pensacola, Florida.
What brought you to the north?
Originally, I made the move to New York because I was going to go the whole musical theater route. And I did a few shows while I was in college in New York. And right after I moved, I just realized it wasn't for me anymore. And I ended up going the songwriting route and got a lot more satisfaction out of that.
What made it not worth your while anymore? What was it discouraging just because it's hard to get parts?
I feel like this is true with any art form. You have to love it enough to put up with whatever challenges come with it, you know? And I guess I just realized I didn't love it enough. I hated getting up in the winter at like 4 a.m. signing up. I was willing to put up with the work that goes into songwriting more than the work that goes into auditioning. It took me a while to realize that that's not actually what I wanted anymore. I just had been doing that for so long that I didn't allow myself to kind of reinvent what I wanted.
You provided another chair in the audition room for someone else, which is a good thing.
Yeah, or somebody that really wants to do it. But even just the idea of doing a show over and over and over again wasn't really appealing to me anymore. And there are people that can do it and that like to do it, and I just realized I wasn't one of them. There's one talent and passion for like interpreting the music that someone else's wrote. Someone else wrote, you know, you're singing, you're delivering someone else's song, and that's your passion. And for me, I realized I was more passionate about making the material and maybe someone else singing it than I was about always doing someone else's material.
Right. Is it the songwriting that gets you excited, or is it the performing?
I think I prefer the writing because I do enjoy performing. I feel a little more introverted about it. Like, I still feel like I'd really enjoy writing a song for someone else.
That said, your background would make you probably not shy when you get up on stage?
Yeah, I'm not uncomfortable. The only time I'm uncomfortable is if I feel like I haven't rehearsed something enough. You know, I know musicians that can just, like, improvise, and singers can improvise and wing it. And that's great, and I feel like I could probably, you know, improvise harmonies on a song I kind of know and be fine, but I'm not like a wing-it kind of person.
With us in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight is Julia Green for 100.7 WHUD. You were in a band called Harper Green?
Yes, Harper Green Band.
Is that any longer?
No, it was really good fun. I was working with a bunch of studio musicians, and they were very good and very busy, and people were always using them for different projects, so it kind of just got really hectic to schedule, and I was also wanting to move as well. So now I'm writing a lot and working with a lot of different people. Yeah, I learned a lot from the last time. I feel like I did it backwards, where I was like, oh, I want to write a bunch of songs. I wrote a bunch of songs, recorded the songs, then got a band, then thought about who I am and what I want to write. Total weird way to do it. And now I'm looking for band members, but I want it to be a more organic process, you know, instead of like hiring people, you know. I want to really have chemistry.
Despite all this, you would not want to go back to musical theater?
I had to choose. I feel like a good analogy is like musical theater was like the fiance I was going to be with, and then I ran away with the other man at the last minute, and I'm still content with that choice.
Well, you could still go back to your fiance, by the way. You can do both.
I could. You know, just keep it on the down low. But yeah, I guess I could.
Do you have shows coming up?
Yeah, I've been singing backup for the Funk Junkies, and right now I'm working on some stuff, like doing some local shows in Beacon. No set dates yet. I'm still writing and putting it together.
Everyone, keep your eyes out for the name Julia Green. You'll see it and you'll want to hear it, because Shake My Bones is a good song. Tell me about writing Shake My Bones. So where did that come from, the theme?
I was riding in the car with my boyfriend at the time, driving up from Virginia, and it was pouring down rain, and I was in traffic, and he was asleep in the front seat.
He wasn't driving, was he?
No, he was sick, and he was, like, completely passed out in the front seat. So kind of had been bored out of my mind for hours, but didn't want to wake him up to get him to talk to me. And I was just, like, kind of just daydreaming in the melody popped in my mind a little bit, Shake My Bones. It's kind of like, I want to stir it up a little bit. I want to, you know, even do things that are a little risky or a little dangerous. You just want to get out and live.
Sure.
You're be reckless.
And you're probably hitting a few potholes on the way based on the title, Shake My Bones.
Probably that too. Yeah.
What is your website? Do you have one?
Oh, it's www.harpergreen.co. You can go to my Facebook page. Harper Green Band has a Facebook page.
Julia Green, looking for a band living in Beacon. Here's the song, Shake My Bones, on 100.7 WHUD. Julia, thanks and good luck.
Thank you so much.